Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Welcome. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I will be delivering God's Word. You will still need your Bibles. You will need your pens and paper to follow along. We'll get ready to go into prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners if you will please touch and agree with me in prayer for our country. We want to continue to lift up the people of Jerusalem and Israel and Ukraine. Keep them lifted up in prayer. We also want to continue to keep in prayer all those that are bereaved on tonight. Those that are sick and afflicted, those that are homeless and less fortunate. Because we serve an awesome God, we don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. I ask that all listeners, if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see this a brand new day that you have made, and this day we will never see again. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are God, that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, all the land, that are being faithful doers of your word. And not just hear us only, forgive us all our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you. Thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. and that it would never lose its power. We ask Heavenly Father that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us on tonight, not only me, but every saved believer in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. Heavenly Father, we say hallelujah anyhow, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, because we are grateful to know that you are still in control and you are still a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. We continue to lift up all those that may be incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Moved by the Spirit, Heavenly Father, even behind prison bars, have your way that you get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform, even those that dials in and listens in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are listening in behind prison bars. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight. If you get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said earlier, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. We're getting ready to go to a praise break. We're going to go to a music break, I should say. And I'm asking our listeners, hopefully that you will have the Bibles and pens ready when we come back from this music break, that you will be there. We'll be able to go directly to God's word with me. I don't have a specific topic, but we are going to share God's word on tonight. So, you're still going to need your Bibles, your pens, and your paper to follow along. Before I go to that, I want to say to the listening audience, I want to say thank, give a shout-out, I should say, a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Hopper Woods, Michigan. You hear that I may be a little out of breath right now because I just left choir rehearsal. We was in the middle of choir rehearsal, so I knew that I had to leave early to come and be on my job regarding this radio ministry that I don't take lightly or for granted. I love doing both. I love singing God's praises with the choirs, the different choirs that I'm a part of, and I also love doing what I do regarding this worldwide ministry platform over the airwaves. So we're getting ready to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back. Let me do this first. Before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and get these two announcements out of the way first, and then we'll do our music break. If you live in the Michigan area, I haven't made this announcement in a couple of weeks, but if you do live in the Michigan area, or if you're going to be visiting Michigan anytime soon, I ask that you please patronize Nicola's Restaurant. It's a soul food restaurant, and I ask that you all patronize them. They don't give you food on a plate. They give you food on a platter for a reasonable price. It is so much food that you eat there, and then you have to have a takeout tray to go home. The food is very good for the price, and I recommend them to anyone and everyone. Their address is 25225 Telegraph Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan. If you want to give them a call in advance, the area code is 248-355-4695. Again, they are located at 25225 Telegraph Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan. That's Nicola's Restaurant. Please let them know. If you patronize them, please let them know that you heard about them over this worldwide platform. Also, we want to remind the listeners that live in the Detroit area, if you are looking for employment, if you are seeking employment, or if you need help registering for your unemployment, you want to go to Detroit at Work. They help you, they assist you if you are looking for a job, or again, if you need help registering for your unemployment. They are on East Warren in the city of Detroit. They are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, again, they are located on East Warren. I had the address with me, but I don't have it at the time. I'm going to make sure that I get that address. I don't know what I did with it, but they are on the east side of Detroit. They are near Grosse Pointe, and near the Grosse Pointe area. So if you're listening, if you know of someone that's seeking employment or that needs help registering for their unemployment, go to Detroit Edward. Again, they are located on East Warren in Detroit, Michigan. They operate Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to go to our praise break, and then we're going to come back. Then we're going to get into God's Word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready on tonight. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy hallelujah, hallelujah. My soul says yes, yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes, hallelujah. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, Lord, sing this, cover me, come on, sing that with me, oh, cover me, yeah, 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 oh, cover me, yeah, 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 cover me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, yes, yes. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we're covered by the blood of Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, even on tonight? That's why we said thank God for the blood of Jesus. And we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. And guess what? It will never lose its power. I forgot to make this announcement, and I do want you to mark your calendars. Please mark your calendar for this coming Saturday. I have a very special guest coming on to deliver God's word. He's going to share a testimony first, and then he's going to deliver God's word on this coming Saturday. It will be January the 13th. This is none other than a young member of our church, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. He's 12 years old, Brother Kilo Wilson. Again, 12-year-old Brother Kilo Wilson will be sharing a testimony, and he will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night on this worldwide platform. So please mark your calendars, and if you do have children, please let them be able to tune in and be blessed by this young man of God. He is an awesome young man of God. God is not only using older people, but he's using young people as well to share his spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So Brother Kilo Wilson will be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform on this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by him. As we get ready to go into God's word, as I said, I will be delivering the word on tonight, and I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. I don't have a specific title on tonight. We're just going to get into the word on tonight. We're going to start off as Christians, as a body of corporate believers, saved, that those of us that are saved in the name of Jesus. We said you're not saved unless you have called on the name of Jesus and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's son and that he died for you and I on the cross. He paid the ultimate price of his precious, sinless, righteous, and holy, precious blood on the cross, that he paid our sin debt on the cross for us. And he died, and he was buried, and he rose from the grave, just like he said he would, with all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and he is the only way that you can be saved, there's no other way that anyone can be saved other than through the name of Jesus Christ. So as a corporate body of believers, those of us that are saved with our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we all need to go back to our first love. Yes. And then not only that, but sometimes we need to revisit the old landmark. We need to get back to being and doing what God called each and every one of us to do. See, if you are saved in Jesus' name, you need to know that you have a purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, that God has you on the earth, why are you here? Then you need to pray. Seek God seriously and honestly in prayer. And ask him in prayer, what is my purpose? Why do you have me here on earth? You're not here on earth just to take up space. We are all here on assignment. And God has designed each one of us with a purpose that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise while we are here in the earth. In our human body, we have a job to do. We have an assignment attached to each and every one of our names. So if you don't know what your God purpose is, I recommend that you seek God in prayer seriously and honestly and ask him to reveal to you and show you what your God purpose is. And he will reveal it to you because he wants you to know what that purpose is. Why? Because only you can fulfill it, and that he's going to get the glory out of you doing what he has ordained and appointed for you to do in the earth for his glory. So we, as saved believers in the name of Jesus, we need to be compelling men and women that are not saved in Jesus' name, that are sinners. Even some people in our families, our loved ones, people on our jobs, in our neighborhoods that we know that have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be talking about Jesus Christ. We need to be talking about the word of God to them according to the word of God, not your feelings, not with your opinions, but according to the word of God. And speaking of that, I jumped a little bit ahead of myself. Again, I said earlier I was out of breath a little bit because I just came in from choir rehearsal, and that's why I'm kind of a little backtracking right now because I forgot to give you all the scripture food for thought for tonight, and it kind of ties in what we're talking about right now. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that right now, and then we're going to get back into the word. Tonight's scripture food for thought says, always be willing and ready to be a witness for the Lord. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought. As a Christian, We should always be willing and ready, no matter where we are, we should always be willing and ready to be a witness for the Lord. But that goes back to what we're talking about right now. We are to be compelling. We are to be seeking men, women, boys, and girls that are not saved in Jesus' name. We are to be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with them and letting them know that there's only one way to be saved, and that's through the name of Jesus Christ. As well, not only that, but as well as getting back to our being about our Heavenly Father's business. And when we talk about that, not only should we be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, when we talk about being about our Heavenly Father's business, that goes back to what we just talked about, and that is knowing what your God purpose is, and that you are walking in, you're fulfilling your God purpose, what God has ordained and assigned for you to do, not your pastor, not your mother, not your relatives, not your friends, but you as a personal individual. What are you supposed to be doing that's going to give God glory and honor and praise in the earth? Just like Jesus said when he was lost for a couple of days, his mother and father, Mary and Joseph, they lost him at an early age. They couldn't find him, and when they went to the temple, they found him. He was ministering the word of God, and they was asking him, what were you doing? He said, I am being about my Heavenly Father's business. Now, he said that at the age of 12 to his parents, earthly parents. So just like Jesus was about his Heavenly Father's business while he was here in the earth in the human form, that goes back to you and I as Christians. We are to be doing the same thing, being about our Heavenly Father's business and also being on one accord while fulfilling the Great Commission, and that his will is done through us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. We have what it takes to get the job done individually and then as a corporate body of believers. When we are on one accord, when we are going according to God's word, again, not with our feelings or not with our opinions, that we are standing on the word of God and we are allowing God's will to be done in our lives, that's how we get to be a vessel. We get to be a servant, an ambassador for the Lord here on earth, drawing souls to Jesus Christ. So we have the authority because of the name of Jesus. We have the Jesus' name. We have the authority that he has given us, and he has also given us power to overthrow all the fiery darts that Satan, our adversary and enemy, tries to throw our way. Because we do know and we do remember that the Lord asked Satan the question one day, what are you doing? And he probably told the Lord, I'm walking up and down the earth seeking whom I may devour. And guess what? He's still doing the same thing today. Satan has not changed. He may use different tactics. He may use different people. But he's still on his job. He's still doing what he's always done from the beginning. Like he deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. He's still doing the same thing today. So when you and I remember that we have power in the name of Jesus, we have that authority that Jesus has given us as Christians because we believe in him. And we called on him and asked him to come into our hearts and save us from our sins. We became citizens of the kingdom. We became saved in Jesus' name. And our name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. Our names have been recorded. So that means that we have some power, and that's what the enemy knows. You and I, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, even if you are incarcerated behind prison bars, but you are saved in Jesus' name, for whatever reason you may find yourself behind prison bars, even if you may be sick or afflicted right now, you may be on your sick bed, you can still be a vessel. You can still be a witness for the Lord, even on your sick bed. Let people know, because they are watching you, they are watching me. As we say that we are saved in Jesus' name, we're believers in Jesus Christ, and we love that name, and we are trying to be doers of his word, not just hearers only. People are watching us. And while we are on that note, I just want to share this with you all. A couple of months ago, as I was walking, my church is about 3 blocks away from my house, so I could walk to church every Sunday. So I don't have an excuse for not being there. So as I was coming back from church a couple of times, I did not know that people was watching me. See, that's why we have to be careful as Christians. on one particular day, I was coming home from church. And one lady, and about two blocks away from my house, she stuck her head out of the side of her house, out of the side door of her house. And she said to me, with a big old smile on her face, she said, "How was church service today?" And I smiled back and I said, "It was wonderful. It was good. Pastor brought a great message." And so she asked me a couple more times, "How was service?" So in other words, I asked her, "You need to come down to the church, and it's right up the street. You need to come and see for yourself." And lo and behold, this watch night service, as we was coming out of year 2023, about to go into 2024 of this year that we are in now presently, I walked into the sanctuary, and there she was. She was sitting there. She spoke to me, and I did not recognize who she was. But she made it known to me who she was. She told me, "I'm the young lady that I will speak to you after you come from church and ask you how was service." That was one of my neighbors two blocks down from where I live. And she not only came to church, she said she was planning on going to visit another church that night for New Year's Eve night watch service, but she came down to Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And not only did she come to visit us, she actually joined the church when the pastor opened the doors of the church after the message was brought. She actually came up and she joined Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And all I can do was say, "Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord." See, again, it goes back to you never know who's watching you. That's why we have to be careful how we carry ourselves as Christians, even in our homes, in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, wherever we go. We need to remember that people are watching us and God is going to hold us accountable. If you and I have an opportunity to be a witness to someone, that goes back to the spiritual food for thought for tonight. We should always be willing and ready to be a witness for the Lord. Now, had I ignored that young lady and refused to speak to her and talk about what a great time I experienced at church that Sunday or those few times that I passed her and she spoke to me, she probably would never came down to our church. She would have went somewhere else. But lo and behold, she came down that night, this New Year's Eve night watch service, and she actually joined the church. I just say, it was nothing that I did. I don't pat myself on the back. I just thank God that I was being used by him. And she heard what I said, and she came down to see for herself, and then she joined the church. So as we were still saying, we're going back to the lesson on tonight. So Jesus has never, nor will he ever lose his power. See, that's why we are letting you know, we're reminding you on tonight as Christians, we have Jesus' name, we have authority in his name, and we also have power in the name of Jesus. So when we have Jesus' name and his authority and power, and we need to know that because of that, and Jesus is a promise keeper, and he will never lose his power and authority. Because it is in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. It is in us, his people, who have lost our perspective. Sometimes we lose our way. Even as Christians, sometimes we lose our way because sometimes we get so caught up in the things of the world and what's going on around us, and sometimes even our sicknesses, sometimes even when we lose a loved one. Sometimes you may even be one of those that maybe find yourself incarcerated behind prison bars, and you start questioning God, why me? Why did this happen to me? Then we need to check ourselves, because it's not God, it's not Jesus, it's us. We need to take an inward look at ourselves. What did we do? Because God's will is going to be done in the earth. It's going to be done in you. It's going to be done in me. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, guess what? His work, his word is true, and we should always pray that his will be done in us, not according to our feelings, not according to our whatever we heard or what we think, but according to God's word. So sometimes we as Christians, we can lose perspective. And finally, as Christians, yes, we have flaws. The word of God lets us know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And guess what? While we were yet in our sins, thank God that Jesus Christ, he died for you. He died for me. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. And he gave us all the right, a chance to be saved in Jesus' name. And what I love about God, he's not going to force himself on anyone. It's a choice. We have a right. He gave us a right to choose whether we're going to accept Jesus Christ, his son, as our personal Lord and Savior, and ask to be saved in his name so that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Because again, I've stated this before, and I'm going to say it again on tonight. God is not everyone's Father. He is all of our Creator. He created all of us. Yes, even those of you that are not yet saved, a God, our Creator, he is your Creator. He does not become your Father until you accept Jesus Christ as his son. You got to open your mouth. You can't fake it. You can't do it because of your mother or your father or your pastor or your friend. You got to open your mouth. He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So that means you got to open your mouth. You got to ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. You got to tell him that you believe that he is God's son and that he rose from the dead with all power in his hands. So that's why it is important that if you are not yet saved and you hear my voice on tonight, wherever you may be, if you know that you have not confessed your sins with your mouth, you have not asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you with your own mouth, then that's what you need to do in order to be saved in Jesus' name. Then, once you are saved in Jesus' name, then God becomes your Father. Not only is he your Father then, but he is your Creator, and then he is also your Father because of his Son, Jesus Christ. So that's why we should always be thankful to God that he still has his favor on our lives, and we are still being used by him, those of us that are being faithful doers of his word. Because some people that are saved in Jesus' name, guess what? I call them bench numbers. They may go to church. They may be on the church roll. They may be faithful members in a congregation or a church, but they're not doing anything in the body of Christ. When they go to church, that's all they do is go sit on the bench, keep a bench warm. They don't sing in the choir. They're not on the usher board. They're not on the praise team ministry. They're not doing anything. They're not even being a witness for the Lord. But yet they say they're saved in Jesus' name, and they have heard the word of God, and they believe God's word, but they are not being a witness for the Lord. And when they have a chance, an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord on their job, even in their own families, then God's going to hold us accountable. Anyone that is saved, that say they're saved in Jesus' name, and you know that you're saved in Jesus' name, you have an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord, even to those that may be homeless on the street. As you pass them by, speak a kind word to them. If you can be a blessing to them financially, be a blessing to them. But don't look for anything in return. Be a blessing to them and speak a word over their lives to them. Let them hear you say a good word about the Lord. Speak it into their hearts, into their ear gate. You never know who you're going to bless. You never know how that's going to touch their hearts that they want to seek the Lord for themselves. So as Christians, it is vital, it's very important that we don't be afraid or be ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. So this is why we must make sure that we are not scattering God's flock. Listen, as a believer in Jesus Christ, and you know that you are saved in Jesus' name, you can be one of those that are scattering God's flock. How? Because you're not being a witness for the Lord when you have a chance. And someone may come past you, and the Lord speak to you through the Holy Spirit and tell you to speak a word into that person's life, and you don't do it. And you have an opportunity to do so. Or you may be one of those that are saved in Jesus' name. Or you may be on your job. You may be around your family members that are not saved. Or in your neighborhood or community. And people know that you say that you are saved in Jesus' name, but you're cursing people out every chance you get. And they see that you just came from church. They know that you just came from church because they're watching you, as I said earlier. They know you've been to church, but you're one of those I call hell raisers. Nobody can tell you nothing. You know everything. But you just got the word from the pastor during the sermon at the church service. But you come right out of church, cursing people out, doing all kinds of things that the people of the world are doing. And then you may be the very one that cause someone to not give their life to Jesus Christ. Or you may be one of those that be in connection with someone that's a new baby in Christ, that just gave their life to Christ, and they're still learning about Jesus Christ. But by your actions and by the way you talk and by the way you live, they're looking at you. You're supposed to be a seasoned saint. You've been in the body of Christ for a long time. And that's why we have to be very careful, because when we carry ourselves in the way of the world and we are doing and saying things that's not like God, again, people are watching us, even people that are just giving their lives to Christ. So they're new babes in Christ, and we can cause them to walk away from God just by watching us. That's what the Bible is. That's what we're talking about. You're scattering God's flock because of the way you carry yourself. And God is watching you. He's watching me. And he's not pleased. If we scatter his flock, he's not pleased with that. And that's not of God. We have to be drawing people to Jesus Christ, not running them away from him. So we must examine ourselves on a daily basis according to God's word, again and again, to make sure that we stay aligned. Again, that we stay aligned with God's will for our lives, and we are fulfilling our God purpose. Again, you need to know what your God purpose is. Everyone in the body of Christ don't have the same purpose. Thank God we don't all have walk around with just all hands. We don't all walk around with just all feet and three or four heads on our bodies. We have one head, we have 2 feet, we have 2 hands. And every member of our body does different function. So we need each other in order to function, to make the body whole. So it is with the body of Christ. We may be many members. We may be a corporate body of believers in different churches and different denominations that have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we believe the word of God. But we may be, again, we are a corporate body of believers, but we are touching and agreeing by faith that Jesus Christ is God's son. So again, that's why we still have to be careful when we deal with one another in the body of Christ. We just can't go around talking to each other any kind of way because we are saved in Jesus' name. We have to respect each other. Just like God gives us respect and he expects us to respect each other. He could, you know, do us the way we do him sometimes. We act like we don't know who Jesus is. We put him on the back burner. We only call on him when we need him or when we want something or when we are in trouble. Don't just wait till you get in trouble to call on the name of Jesus. Don't just wait till you get sick to call on the name of Jesus. Don't just wait till you lose a loved one to call on Jesus. Don't just wait till you lose your job or about to lose your house to call on Jesus. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. So that's why we should always be calling on the name of Jesus, so that we should always be an asset to his kingdom. We don't ever want to become a liability to the kingdom of God. Why? Because we always need to remember there's an old gospel hymn, and I love it to this day, and it's very true. It says, only what we do for Christ will last. And that's the truth. That's a fact. As a Christian, we need to be reminded sometimes that it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus, his son, that we are fulfilling his God purpose in our lives that was just going to give him glory, honor, and praise. It's going to draw others to Jesus Christ that don't know him, that have an opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ because of who we are in Christ Jesus, and we're standing on his word, and we're being willing vessels to be used by God and directed by God through the Holy Spirit to speak into other people's lives, to draw them to Jesus Christ, that they too will open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask them to come into their hearts and save them so they can come into the body of Christ and walk in his purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth that God has designated for them to do as well as you and I. So as we go through this word right now and tonight, we are looking at the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse number 4. I'm going to go with, verse number 4. Psalms number 27, verse number 4 out of the King James Version. And then I'm going to read it the same one out of the Amplified Bible. You're going to read differently. So the King James Version of this scripture says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now that's how the King James Version of the Bible reads. Now this is the same scripture, Psalms chapter 27, verse 4, out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads this way. It says, one thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful loveliness, and majestic grandeur of the Lord. So we should all be seeking to do that same thing, to desire the Lord, to desire to be in the Lord's presence. We should be doing it on a daily basis, every day of our lives, in some way, shape, form, or fashion. That's what we should all be doing, desiring a better and a stronger relationship with the Lord, our God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father. And this should be the ultimate goal of every Christian, because we all need God and His Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, so we will not become scatterers of His flock, or we will not become liabilities to His kingdom. There are way too many Christians today that do not believe or want to acknowledge that even some, not even all, but pastors, yes, we do have some pastors, some church leaders and members are the reason, again, just like I stated earlier, we have some pastors that are teaching God's word from the pulpit. We have some church leaders, and it's sad to say this, but it's the truth, it's a fact. We even have some members of the body of Christ, and they are the reasons why some people are scattered away from the flock. And they are because the way that people are teaching God's word. They are teaching God's word because people have itching ears. They're telling people and teaching people what people want to hear, not according to God's word. And when you do it that way, then you're going to scatter God's flock. And we're going to help be held accountable when we scatter God's flock, whether you are a pastor or not, whether you are a lay member, whether you're just a member of the body of Christ. If you cause anyone to walk away from the Lord, to walk away from the church, to walk away from the body of Christ, for whatever reasons, you're scattering God's flock, and you're going to give an account to God. And sometimes, as we see in today's world, sometimes you don't have to wait to get to glory or get before the Lord in heaven before he remind you of what you did to cause someone to walk away from him. Sometimes, even in today's society, even in today's world, sometimes God will deal with you right here on earth before you even get in before him in his presence in the day of judgment. So believe it or not, yes, it is true. And you might ask, how do I know? Well, I have personally talked to many people, and I'm sure that some of you may have done it also as well. You may have known people, you may have talked to many people that say they turned away from God's flock and they turned away from the church because of church hurt. That's a real thing, people. Church hurt is real. Just like you get your feelings hurt by someone in your family or a friend, a so-called friend, someone on your job or maybe a neighbor, they hurt your feelings. Yes, the same thing goes on in the body of Christ, even in churches, even today. It's called church hurt. Sometimes a pastor can hurt a member's feelings. Sometimes people that are over different ministries in the church can hurt your feelings by the way they talk to you. Not only by the way they talk to you, by what they say to you and how they say it. So we need to remember that as sisters and brothers in Christ, we have to be careful about how we talk to each other, even in the church. Because people are not the same. Some people are new babes in Christ, some people are seasoned saints, and they can take more than someone that's new in the body of Christ. These days, a lot of people in the body of Christ today, they're not going to take a lot of what we call lip service from even people in the body of Christ. They're not going to take it. They will let you know exactly where they stand right in the church. I've seen it happen. I've had it happen to me before. I'm sure maybe some of you may have experienced the same thing. So whoever you are, wherever you are, if you are saved in Jesus' name, make sure you are not one of those that are creating and causing church hurt among your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Again, it's sad to say, but yes, it is true. It is still happening in today's church. We just don't hear about it too much. Don't too many people want to talk about it, but it is still happening. It's still going on. And not only is it going on today, it went on way back in the Bible days. Way back then, yes. The Bible talks about some things that's going on in the world today. Yeah, it may be in a different time, But there's nothing new under the sun. So people are people. Way back then, even the days of Jesus and the days of Noah, Abraham, Jacob, and Job, yes, the same kind of things are going on today, but just in a different way, in a different time. So again, another one of the main reasons that many are scattering God's flock is many Christians have negative attitudes in and out of church. That's right. You heard me right. And it's the truth. There are so many Christians today, they have negative attitudes, and they bring that negative attitude right into the Lord's house. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good look. And God is not pleased with that. If you know you have a negative attitude, you always find in fault in other people, but you can never see your own faults. You can never see where you come short of God's glory, but you can always find fault in other people. Examine yourself according to God's word. That's what the word of God says. Examine yourself before you try to examine someone else. He said, you know, you ought to talk about the moat that's in your brother's eye, but you got a log in yours. But you can't see that because you're so busy in other people's business. You can't see where you've fallen short of the glory of God. Because it goes back to what the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we ought to be thankful that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ, he died for us. Because he knew that through his precious blood, that was the only way that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator, was through his shedding of his blood. Because he was the only one that had precious, holy, righteous, sinless blood. Because our blood was full of sin. Our blood is full of sin. Until we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then our sins are washed away like they never happened. They put in a sea of forgetfulness. That's what the word of God says. Aren't you grateful to know that Jesus Christ paid it all, and all to him we owe? Sin has left a crimson stain, but Jesus' blood washes us white as snow. Another reason why many Christians today are scattering God's flock is that some people in the body of Christ, when they know they're wrong, they don't want the pastor to correct them. They don't want another member in the body of Christ that know the word of God. They don't want nobody to correct them. Matter of fact, they don't even want the word of God to correct them because they know they're wrong, but they don't want to admit it. They don't want to say, I'm sorry. They don't want to say, forgive me. And that's another reason why we can scatter God's flock is when we have that negative attitude and we don't go to someone that we know we have hurt their feelings. And we know we have done wrong to them, but we don't want to go to that person and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And then we can start on a new slate, and we can be restored back to the body of Christ and the right standing and fellowship with God and the Father, Jesus, his Son. So when we fail to do that, then we are off track. And we're not in good standing. We're not good in good fellowship with God. And he's not pleased with that. So when we error, when we know that we've messed up and we have said or did something wrong to our sisters and brothers in Christ, not only them, but anyone. It could be someone that's not saved. If you did something wrong or said something wrong to that person and you it comes to your attention and God reveals it to you through the Holy Spirit that you was wrong, you need to go back to that person. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to apologize and be sincere about it. Because guess what? God is looking at our hearts. He knows if we're sincere about when we ask for forgiveness or not. So if you think you're going to go to God and ask him for forgiveness, but you have done wrong to someone, but you have not went to that person and asked them for forgiveness first, then there's no need for you to go to God and think he's going to forgive you. He will forgive you if you forgive those that you have hurt and you went to them and apologized and asked for forgiveness. Then you can go to God through Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. That's when you will truly be forgiven. So there are many ways that we could be a liability to the kingdom of God even today, but there are also many different ways as Christians we can be asset to the kingdom of God. But again, we can become a liability to God's kingdom, and we can be scattering God's flock. And the sad part about it is some people that are saved in Jesus' name, they don't even realize or know that they are a liability to God's kingdom, and they don't even know that they are scattering God's flock. Why? Because they're not into God's word. God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So when we get in God's word, his word is like a roadmap. It's a guide. It shows us through the Holy Spirit the errors of our ways when we're not pleasing God. So that's why it's important we get in God's word and we seek God in prayer. So through prayer, we can talk to God. And not only will we talk to God, but when we finish talking to God, don't just get up off your knees. Don't just jump up from wherever you was talking to God at. Stay still and let God speak to you. Sometimes we are in such a rush, we want to get our little prayer through, our minute prayer, our 2-minute prayer, or our 5-minute prayer. We think we done did something. And then we just want to get up and just go about our business. But sometimes God wants to talk to us. Do you take time out to listen to God in that still, small voice through the Holy Spirit when he's talking to you? You can't do that when you just jump up after your prayer and you go about your business. Now, you didn't give God an opportunity to speak to you and tell you what direction you need to go in. You're just out there on your own. That not only I'm not just talking to you. This goes for me as well. This goes for pastors. This goes for leaders in the church. This goes for anyone that's in the body of Christ that's saved in Jesus' name. I'm trying to be a help to the listeners on tonight. Because, again, yes, the word of God do let us know. It reminds us that we all come short of God's glory. There's times that we don't always get it right. And that's why we thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in the way that we should go, that God will be pleased with us so that we can continue to be an asset to the kingdom of God. So I pray that on tonight that something was said, that you was inspired, you was encouraged, you was blessed on tonight through this word. I do pray that it was not in vain, but I do believe that God was glorified on tonight, that his will has been done over this worldwide platform on tonight through his word, because it's all about him. It's not about me. It's not about the different guests that come over this worldwide platform. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's about his word going forth, that he be glorified. That's what it's all about. So at this time, we're going to open up the phone lines for anyone that's listening in on tonight. If you was blessed on tonight, if you was encouraged on tonight in any way, you have an opportunity. We have a few minutes left. If you was blessed by tonight's message or if you was encouraged, please let us know. The phone lines are open. Anyone. Anyone?
Yes. I was blessed by the word tonight. You did an awesome job.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much for that word of encouragement. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Know that we're still praying for you. Not only me, but the listeners are praying for you as well. By chance, is Aunt Essie on the line?
Yes.
Yes, and I enjoyed the word. And
amen.
Just keep on, baby. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen. Uh-huh. Lord, I want you to know that we're still praying for you as well. So you, as the old song says, keep on holding on to God's unchanging hands.
All right.
Because he has not forgotten about you. And Marianne, you stay strong. You stay in the faith. Guess what? God has not forgotten about you either.
All right, baby.
All right, now, listen, the phone lines are still open. Anyone else? All right, you too. We always have a lot of listeners that dials in, but sometimes people don't say anything. I have some listeners that text me on tonight. They have other obligations, and they were not able to be on the line tonight. So I do thank them for letting me know in advance that they were not going to be able to dial in on tonight because they have other obligations. But in their free time, they will go back to this website and they will dial in, they will pull it up and they will listen to it and be blessed and encouraged by it as well. As you all know, that we have a lot of people that are incarcerated behind prison bars. They are not able to dial in to speak to us. But I do get some feedback from some of those that are incarcerated on my Facebook page. So that lets me know that our work for the Lord is not in vain. Ever since God has opened the door for prisoners around America to tune in and be blessed by this platform, they are truly being blessed and encouraged and inspired by God's word and through this worldwide ministry. I just give God glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, we're going to get ready to close out on tonight. But don't forget, please tune in this coming Saturday night. We have 12-year-old Kilo Wilson. He's going to share a testimony. He's a member of the church where I attend. He has delivered the word. I've seen him in action at our church. He's a powerful, anointed young man of God. So God has opened the door for him to come over this worldwide platform on this coming Saturday night to share his testimony. And he's going to deliver God's word on this coming Saturday night, the 13th of January, 2024. So if you have children in your household or in your family, please dial in. Please give others that you know of this dial-in number for this radio show, the 914 area code number. Give them the number. Also give them the website so their children can tune in and be encouraged and inspired by this young man that God is going to use on this coming Saturday night. So until the next time, until Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but God loves you even more. So it's not about our feelings or opinion. It's all about God's word. So we just want to say to you all, continue to dial in, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until this coming Saturday, good night.
Bye.